College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a burglary suspect is dead after a shootout with police on the west side. WBBM's Sarah Herrera with the latest.
The call to 911 came in as a burglary in progress in the North Lawndale neighborhood just before 11 Sunday morning. Police say when they arrived, the suspect ran and a foot chase over several blocks involved the suspect firing at police before officers returned fire. Some neighbors told CBS 2 Chicago that it sounded like a war zone. Mustafa Hayes is a neighbor.
It's usually a really nice block. It's really nothing ever happens on it. So for us to come out the door and see the stuff that we saw today, it was unbelievable.
Police say officers provided aid, but the suspect later died at the hospital and report that a weapon was recovered. Police said they're checking body camera videos as well as street cameras so they can get a better understanding of what happened. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police say at least three women have been sexually assaulted in the Logan Square neighborhood over the past few weeks. An alert says that a man armed with a sharp object attacked the victims after approaching them from behind. Two of the attacks were reported on a sidewalk, the third in the hallway of an apartment building where a woman lived. A Dalton Village board meeting tonight will be the first since a report about Mayor Tiffany Henyard came out. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco Henyard says she might not attend that meeting tonight after a brawl broke out at Thornton Township board meeting last week. She's calling for more security at this meeting, which will be the first since Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot released a report on the village and Henyard spending. Presented in front of Dalton residents, the report found that during Henyard's tenure, at one point expenses reached a deficit of $3.65 million. Lightfoot says many of the expenses were not approved by trustees, though Henyard claims they were and that she was not the only one making purchases. Henyard is seeking to be reelected as Dalton's mayor. The primary will take place later this month. Reporting live at the Anchor Desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A news conference is scheduled today to release new developments in the case of a man who was shot and killed by police in Carroll Stream a year ago. Attorneys for the family of Isaac Goodloe III say the information relates to a pending federal rights lawsuit. Goodloe was shot to death by police on the 200 block of East St. Charles Road. The DuPage County State's Attorney's Office later determined no criminal charges would be filed against any Carroll Stream police officers involved in the shooting. Illinois brings in billions of tax dollars each year, but how does it compare with other states?
A new report from the state legislature's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability shows Illinois collected $63 billion in taxes last year. That's the fourth highest in the country. But per capita, the state ranks 13th, averaging around $5,000 tax dollars per person. The report also shows Illinois has the second highest gas tax and some of the highest vehicle taxes in the nation. Meanwhile, Illinois ranks third in unemployment, trailing only California and Nevada. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is in custody after a shooting on the far south side yesterday.
A 57-year-old man is dead after police say he was found inside of a house near 86th and Parnell around 3:15 in the morning in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood. Chicago police say the 57-year-old was shot in the chest. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Police believe he was shot by a 60-year-old woman who was on the scene. A gun was recovered and she was taken into custody. Area 2 detectives are investigating. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's lost ground on a new list dealing with housing.
There's been a significant fall for Chicago on Zillow's hottest housing markets list. Metro Chicago dropped 17 positions from 22 in 2024 to 39 this year. Zillow says markets at the top of the list are largely starving for housing inventory. And these regions tend to be relatively affordable with strong job and income growth, which helps support housing demand. The real estate platform adds the hottest metro in the Midwest is Indianapolis, ranked number 2 overall. Zillow says it's relatively affordable when compared to nearby Chicago metro. Verin Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
When you're running a small business, every dollar counts.
Two people are in custody after a drive-by shooting yesterday in East Chicago. Police say a resident of the 2500 block of Cardinal Drive reported someone opened fire on the home from a passing car. Gary police stopped the vehicle a short time later and arrested two people. No one was hurt. The Cook County Department of Animal and Rabies Control is offering an incentive to pet owners.
In recognition of February being National Spay and Neuter Awareness Month, the department is offering up to $40 off the cost to spay or neuter a cat or dog as part of the department's mission to help control the animal population and minimize unwanted litters throughout the county. Pet owners using the spay and neuter discount must live in Cook County. For more information, go online to cookcountyil.gov/service. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Wisconsin man is facing additional charges in a sexual assault case.
Kenosha police are asking anyone who may have stayed overnight at Brandon Wilson's home or had an encounter with him without their consent to contact the police. The 24-year-old of Pleasant Prairie already faces several charges stemming from an alleged sexual assault in 2024. Police say a search warrant led to 9 additional counts of possession of child pornography and virtual pornography after pictures of victims were found on his phone. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
From the Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
Hi there, Zach LaVine won't turn 30 until March 10th. Never did blossom into an all-NBA talent as a 20-something with the Bulls. Now sent packing after 7-plus seasons in a reported 3-team trade to Sacramento. High-scoring guard De'Aaron Fox goes to San Antonio. The Bulls pull in rotation pieces and big man Zach Collins and guards Kevin Huerter and Trey Jones. And after a couple of players on the roster to make room, the Bulls also get full rights back from the Spurs on this year's first-round draft pick. LaVine is making $43 million this year, $46 next, $49 million in option the year after. Off to the Kings now. So the Bulls save some money and likely aren't done making moves ahead of the Thursday 2 p.m. trade deadline. 34-year-old Nikola Vucevic may be the veteran piece the Warriors are looking for. His 20 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Vooch aren't enough for the Bulls in a Sunday loss in Detroit, 127-119. They'll host Miami tomorrow. Illinois bounces back from a loss at Nebraska Thursday, beating red-hot Ohio State in Champaign, 87-79. DePaul ends a 3-game losing streak, beating Seton Hall by 14 at Wintrust. Third baseman Alex Bregman and first baseman Pete Alonso remain on baseball's free agent market, but Jack Flaherty is taken. The 29-year-old rejoins the Tigers on a reported 2-year, $35 million deal. Flaherty back to Detroit, and with the Cubs reporting to spring training next week, they're rounding out the practice scene by signing Nicky Lopez, a veteran infielder, to a deal. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Coming to Chicago soon. Fresh off her album of the year win at the Grammys, Beyoncé's announced new tour dates for Cowboy Carter. She's booked Soldier Field on May 15th and the 17th of this year. She'll be in Los Angeles before that and New Jersey after. Multiple pre-sale events before tickets will be available on February 14th. In addition to album of the year, Cowboy Carter took home Grammys for Best Country Album and Country Duo Group Performance. Illinois residents can take advantage of free admission at a number of attractions and museums this month.
Residents can visit the Museum of Contemporary Art for free every Tuesday, although the museum is always free for visitors under the age of 18. The Chicago History Museum offers free admission Tuesday through Friday every week in February, along with President's Day. And at the Field Museum, admission for Illinois residents is free on Wednesdays. You can always get in for free at a number of museums across the city, including the National Museum of Mexican Art. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hundreds of ducks are washing up dead along the Chicago area lakefront, marking a losing battle with bird flu.
From Hyde Park to Wilmette, wildlife monitors say they've discovered around 300 red-breasted mergansers dead or dying since Friday. The largest clusters were found near North Avenue and Oak Street beaches. The outbreak comes as bird flu cases surge across the state, recently killing a bald eagle in Hinsdale and thousands of hens at a family-run South Suburban farm. The virus is expected to persist until warmer spring temperatures arrive. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Two people are in custody after a drive-by shooting in Northwest Indiana.
An East Chicago man says a small white van drove by and shot at his home on Cardinal Drive around 10 a.m. No one was hurt, but the house was hit by gunfire. A short time later, police in Gary stopped a van matching the description and found two occupants without legal immigration status. East Chicago officials say they contacted the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency to assist in their ongoing investigation. Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.